The silent, unclouded heavens drifted on to the sea. Now we were snow-blind travellers lost on the North Hills, and vast dewlap dogs with flasks round their necks ambled and shambled up to us, baying, "Excelsior!" We returned home. In the poor streets, where only a few children fumbled with bare red fingers in the wheel-rutted snow, and cat called after us, their voices fading away as we trudged uphill into the cries of the dock birds and the hooting of ships out in the whirling bay. And then, at tea, the recovered uncles would be jolly, and the ice cake loomed in the centre of the table like a marble grave. Auntie Hannah laced her tea with rum, because it was only once a year. Bring out the tall tales now that we told by the fire as the gaslight bubbled away. Ghosts wooed like owls in the long night when I dared not look over my shoulder. Animals lurked in the cubbyhole under the stairs where the gas meter ticked. And I remember that we went singing carols once when there wasn't the shaving of a moon to light the flying streets. At the end of a long road, there was a drive that led to a large house, and we stumbled up the darkness of the drive that night, each one of us afraid, each one holding a stone in his hand just in case, and all of us too brave to say a word. The wind in the trees made noises as of old and unpleasant, and maybe web-footed men wheezing in caves. We reached the black bulk of the house. What shall we give them? Hark the herald? No, Jack said. Good King Wenceslas, I'll count three. 1, 2, 3, and we began to sing, our voices high and seemingly distant, in the snow-felted darkness round the house that was occupied by nobody we knew. We stood close together, near the dark door. And then, a small, dry voice, like the voice of someone who has not spoken for a long time, joined in our singing. A small, dry, eggshell voice from the other side of the door. A small, dry voice through the keyhole. And when we stopped running, we were outside our own house. The front room was lovely. Balloons floated under the hot water bottle gulping gas. Everything was good again and shone over the town. Perhaps it was a ghost, Jim said.
Perhaps it was trolls, Dan said, who was always reading.
Let's go in and see if there is any jelly left, Jack said. And we did that.